All right, welcome. This is Mike Adams. I'm the AI developer of the popular new book generator website called brightlearn.ai. And from what I've heard so far from users of the site, the early users, they are blown away, just astonished at how good it is at creating books, comprehensive books with a really great writing style, with amazing knowledge, research, citations, fact-checking, cover art generation, editing, packaging, generating the PDF file, and posting the book online so people can read it online. And yeah, it does all of that right now. And in this broadcast, I'm going to walk you through how to use it because it's actually very simple to use. And then I'll talk about the philosophy behind brightlearn.ai, why we're offering it for free a little bit later, you know, focus on open source, Creative Commons licensing, and why we believe that access to knowledge is a fundamental human right. We'll get to that later. But first, let's talk about how to use brightlearn.ai. So if you want, just pull up the website, brightlearn.ai, and there you're going to see a prompt box on the home page. And it says, what topic would you like for your book? And this prompt here, this is the most important thing that you're going to do in creating your book. This is the hardest part, actually, and it's the most critical part. So also, you're going to see there's a book generation token that's usually required to generate a book. That token requirement will not be there in the future, but if you have a token, then you get bonus features in your book, and you get priority processing in the book generation queue and many other benefits. So in other words, those people who have tokens get better books, longer books, more detailed prompts and faster processing, and better image generation for the cover art. But there is also going to be a free tier where you don't need a token that still gets you a book, but it's shorter. The cover art isn't as good, because it costs us less to generate the cover art using a different engine. And the chapter writing is also with a smaller engine that is less capable, but that's the free tier. And since we love to keep this free, we always are going to have a free tier, and we'll put as much value into that free tier as we can. But you'll always get bonus features with a token. So let's go back to the main prompt. Again, it says, what topic would you like for your book? Now here, you can enter something very short and very simple if you want. You could say, write a book about making herbal medicine. And that's it. And then you click submit. And then it goes. Or you can say, write a book about why psychiatric drugging of children is dangerous. Or you get the idea. You know, write a book about the top 10 farming skills for growing farm crops, or whatever you want. So you can go with the short route. Now, when you do that, it relies on the internal knowledge of our AI engine to fill out the rest of the book outline. Because when you click submit, the next step is that you're going to see it generate a table of contents and a complete outline of the book with chapters and subchapters. And it does that for you based on extrapolating your prompt and using the internal knowledge that we've trained our AI engine on over the last 2 years. So just to back up a little bit, I'm the architect of this entire project, and I've spent literally 2 years curating data or content for this project. It's the content that goes into our AI engine, and you also have access to the knowledge of all of that content by using brightu.ai. Now, this content includes 10,000 books, hundreds of millions of pages of transcripts, including scientific papers. It includes, I'm sure, over a million articles. And those articles are from many different websites, including our own sites like Natural News. And on top of that, it's got interviews and it's got podcasts, spoken word content. Now, I do want to warn you that the podcast content is very heavily saturated with my own podcast. So if you don't want my podcast to end up being cited throughout your entire book, you can deselect that checkbox on the next page. We'll get to that. You get to choose the type of citations that are used for the book. You can choose to use books. You can choose to use articles. You can choose interviews, or you can choose podcasts. And then in the future, we're going to be adding a specific category of science papers, because we are processing many millions of science papers that will be added into our citation indexing by January, I hope. And then that will add, you know, additional citation and research content for this engine. Also, thousands more books are being entered into the system or indexed into the system. And as this system generates your book for you, it will research across those 10,000 plus books, and it will pull out citations from those books, and then it will quote those books and those authors in your book. So it's doing the research that a person would do, where, let's say if you're writing a book, you might research, you know, you might read 50 other books, and then you might cite those 50 authors, and you might read a couple hundred papers or articles, and you might cite all of those. And that's what our engine is doing for you. Okay, so with that said, let's get back to the prompt. The shorter your prompt, the more that our engine decides how to write the table of contents. Now, our engine, like I said, it's built on all this amazing information. It's a curated knowledge base that took me 2 years to achieve. It's very heavy on nutrition, natural health, alternative and complementary medicine, food production, gardening, survival, preparedness, sustainability. It's also heavily trained on honest money and honest history and many other topics, from technology, physics, energy, you know, currency systems, all kinds of things. So it knows a lot, but it doesn't know much about things like sports and fashion, etc. So if you're trying to write a book about sports and fashion, then this is not the engine for you. Just use ChatGPT for that. This is for knowledge. This engine is designed to empower humanity with important knowledge that can be freely shared, so that we can build a massive digital library that everybody can download and store locally, so they have access to all of this knowledge, even if the internet goes down, or even if the power grid goes down for some period of time. You will have local knowledge at your fingertips in PDF documents. And whereas we've also released our local AI engine that you can download from brightu.ai, it's a GGUF file, and you can run it locally, but typically you need a graphics card in order to run that AI engine locally. Well, if you download PDFs, you don't need a graphics card to just read a bunch of PDF files. So you can build up a massive digital library, and that's our goal. And remember that we're adding multiple languages in the next couple of months. So we're going to have a massive digital library, not only in English, but also in Espanol, and in French, and in German, and Russian, and Japanese, and Chinese, and Korean, and Italian, and whatever. We're going to have all kinds of languages represented there. So, how cool is that, right? Okay, getting back to the main prompt then. If you want more control over your book, you can have a longer prompt. You can actually write out your entire book structure, the table of contents. You can write out, let's say, just a text file with all your chapter names and all your notes about what should go into each chapter. And I encourage you to do this. And you can bring in research. You can copy and paste science papers into this prompt. You know, the text of them. It doesn't recognize graphics, but any text, you can paste it in. And you can paste currently a total of 75,000 characters, which is a lot. That's a lot of words. That's almost a book all by itself. So you can make your prompt quite detailed and quite long, and I actually encourage you to do that. For example, if you're writing a book about, let's say, herbal medicine, what you might do is go to our AI engine at brightu.ai. And there you can ask that engine, help me write a prompt for a book generator about herbal medicine to make sure I cover all the most important points about herbal medicine, and so I don't forget anything. So hit go And then it will create a pretty good starting point, you know, some text for you. You can copy and paste that, and then you can augment that. And then you can add to it. You can edit that, whatever. You can change chapter concepts. Then you take that text and paste it into the prompt at brightlearn.ai, even if it's long. And that becomes your book prompt. And you're going to find that in that long prompt, that the book is going to be written based on what you put into that prompt. You can even put into the prompt things like, I want this written in a tone that's very academic, or I want it to be more whimsical. And we also have tone and style choices later on that I'll walk you through. But you can even put that in your prompt. Like, how do you want this thing to be written? What kind of reading grade level is this for, you know, high school graduates? Or is it for college graduates? Is it for, you know, eighth graders? What is it? Is it for everyday people? Or is it a technical book? Is it a doomsday book? Is it a warning? Should the language be urgent? Or should it be calm and easy to read and reassuring to the audience? You know, these kinds of things you can put into this prompt. And you're going to find that this strongly impacts the book that you get, because it's writing based on your instructions. All right, so I'm going to do a book topic here that's kind of fun. How about we do a book about how to train your dog to do things in a cruelty-free way? How about that? Because we all love animals. I love dogs. I've got several dogs, and I have a cruelty-free relationship with all of them. I love them, and they're very happy, and they're very healthy. And, you know, so much of the dog training out there, or at least some of it, seems a little bit cruel. So let's talk about cruelty-free dog training. So here we go. I'm going to write a prompt here that says, a book about cruelty-free dog training that emphasizes compassion, love for animals, and keeping your dogs happy and healthy, and that also covers dog nutrition to support their brain function, and talk about how healthy foods can help dogs learn more quickly. That's actually true, by the way. Same thing for humans. Okay, so that's my prompt. And then I'm going to enter my token here, and I'm going to hit go, and then we're going to see what happens next. When I hit submit, then it validates my prompt. And the first thing I want you to know about the prompt validation is that we require topics to be constructive and positive and empowering to humanity. So whatever prompt you put in there, we will check it. If it's a prompt that is destructive or extremely harmful or promotes violence or just, you know, bad things, we will not generate the book. So we only allow prompts that are aligned in a certain way with our values, which, again, are based on things that help empower humanity. All right, so once that classification is passed, which happens in 1 second behind the scenes, then it starts generating a book outline for you. And you can watch this in real time. It will typically write 8 to 10 chapters, and it will start writing subchapters, and it will generate the entire book outline. Once it does that, it will generate the book title. And in this case, if you scroll up to the top of this page where it writes the outline, it generated a title called The Kind Canine, a holistic guide to compassionate training, happy minds, and nourished bodies for a thriving dog. That sounds perfect. See, it did that automatically. And now it's generating cover art for that. Now, there's a button at the top of the book outline that says edit outline. If I click that button, I can edit the table of contents. And feel free to do that if you want to edit it. But if you're happy with it, then you can go to the bottom of the page and you can click continue. Now, here you're going to see the cover art generated. And if you don't like the art, you can click regenerate, and it will take sometimes up to 1 minute, and it will regenerate the cover art for you. I strongly advise you to look closely at the cover art to make sure there are no typos in the words. Now, we use a couple of different engines to generate cover art. Both of them are very good, but not 100%. So occasionally you will see a typo, and then you'll want to click regenerate. Now, if you have your own cover art, you can upload that using the upload cover art button. So maybe you've already generated the cover art somewhere else. Just make sure it matches the title or the readers will be confused. So once you're happy with the cover art and you're happy with the title, then click continue. Now, once you click continue, you'll go to the second page. And this is where you get to choose the types of research documents that you want to be cited for your book. And there are four categories currently, although we'll be adding a fifth one, which is science papers. But right now, it's books, interviews, articles, and podcasts. And I already mentioned these earlier, so just remember, books you always want to include. Interviews is currently mostly my interviews with about 1,000 different people. So those can be very handy. I encourage you to use those. Articles include articles from Children's Health Defense and GreenMed Info, Mercola.com, NaturalNews.com, Alliance for Natural Health, and increasingly a lot of other websites that we'll be adding every week. So you may want to include articles. Podcasts, again, right now is mostly my podcasts, and you might want to uncheck that until we get a lot more diversity in the podcasts, which is something that will take us a while. Maybe January, that will be improved, but we're focused on the books, the interviews, articles, and science papers right now. In any case, you can then check or uncheck the boxes that you want, and then you can click continue. And once you click continue, there will be a style selector. And there are currently 5 styles to choose from. And you just click on the style you want. Those styles are easy reading, academic, inspirational, whimsical, and doomsday. So whatever style you choose, of course, strongly influences the writing of the book. Now, remember your book prompt at the beginning, that also has influence. And so if you want your book to be just easy reading, which is the default, you just leave it on easy reading. Or if for some reason you want some kind of style like sardonic or like dark satire or something, you would choose whimsical and then you would add dark satire to your original book prompt back on the first page. All right, and then finally, you're going to put your author name here. I'm going to put Mike Adams. And remember, you don't have to use your real name because, well, Mark Twain didn't, right? So you can use a pen name. We just ask, however, that you do not use somebody else's name and certainly do not use a famous author's name, because if you do that, we will have to delete your book. Our engine, you're not allowed to use it to impersonate another author. That's just a bad faith use. So, you know, please don't do that. But you can come up with fun names. Like I did a book just for fun. I did a book called Unleash Your Inner Middle Finger. And I said the author was Foo Koff. And, you know, it's kind of funny. So you can use funny names if you want. If it's a funny book, that's fine. No problem. Just keep it clean and use the tool responsibly. All right. Once you enter that, then you need to enter your email address. And this is really important because this is the email where we will send the finished book, because it's going to take time. So if there's nobody ahead of you in line in our book processing queue, then generating your book will take 4 to 5 minutes. And again, that's if the line is empty. There might be 100 books in front of you. So that might be 400 minutes or something. You know, it just depends on the use. And we don't even know what the use is going to be exactly. So you want to put your email address here. So we will email you when your book is done. And then you'll be able to download the PDF. And you'll be able to read the book online. And you'll be able to easily share it with others. And if you go to the online book version, that will be at books.brightlearn.ai, you'll be able to click the Twitter share or X. There's an X share button there, and you can share your book instantly on X. There's also a copy. You can copy the URL, or you can share it on Brighteon.social, and we may add some other engines eventually as well. But we encourage you to share your book. So anyway, you click continue. Once you click continue, your book is submitted for generation. And if you scroll down a little bit, it tells you your position in the queue. Like right now, it says I'm number one, so nobody's ahead of me because we haven't announced the tool yet. So that's pretty good. Then it says you're going to receive notification at your email address. All right, there you go. Now, if you use a token to generate your book, I advise you to hold on to that token. The reason you want to hold on to that token is because at some point we will probably have a mechanism where people can request books to be removed. Let's say you don't like the book and you want to redo it or something. You want to delete that book. The only way that you can delete the book is by using a token that is the same token that you use to generate your book. Essentially, your token is your password to the book, okay? It's kind of like we don't have logins where you log in with an account and everything because it's free. You know, you don't have an account. You just have a token, and that token is your key to that book, okay? So also, I want to remind you about the terms that we have, which is a Creative Commons set of terms. So you are free to share the book. You are free to even create derivatives of the book. You can edit the PDF, but we ask, in fact, the terms of the book are that you continue to credit brightlearn.ai. We ask that you do that to help us with our mission of reaching a billion people with information that's empowering and uplifting and that's pro-human, that's compassionate, that helps empower people all over the world with knowledge that they otherwise would not have access to. So you can help us by spreading the word about brightlearn.ai. And remember, our books contain no advertising. And that's one of the wonderful things about reading books. No ads, right? Isn't that great? Don't you just enjoy reading when there aren't just pop-ups in your face everywhere and all kinds of interruptions and autoplay videos and blah, 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 shop here and furniture and clothing, blah, vacations? No, I just want to read a book. So that's what we deliver. Books the way they should be. For free. Also, generated in minutes. Now, how many minutes? Well, it depends on your position in the queue, actually. But just have patience, and then we'll get the book to you. Now, of course, as our tool becomes more popular, we will apply more compute power to this process. So, you know, it's not going to stretch out to where you have to wait 48 hours or anything. That would be too long. But right now, just have patience with it, because this isn't magic. It takes time to write your book. First of all, our engine has to do all the research, you know, chapter by chapter, all the research. It has to pull in all the research, and then it has to write each chapter. And then it goes through and verifies and fact checks each chapter. So there's a fact checking step in all of this. And then there's also error correction, error checking, and all kinds of things that happen behind the scenes that I don't need to go into. And then when it's all said and done, your book gets packaged, you know, and it's posted online and everybody can download it. So I also want you to be aware that the book that you are prompting to be generated will be available to everyone, because that's how this works. Knowledge should be free. And the way we achieve that together is that the book that you generate gets to be downloaded by 1,000 other people. And the books that they generate get to be downloaded by you. And as a result, we all benefit. We all get more books. We all learn more. We all have a larger digital library, a very diverse digital library, by the way, which is our goal. So my goal with this project is that even if it takes a couple of years, I want to generate 1 million books and offer them all free to the world in multiple languages. And my goal is to reach 1 billion people. And I know that's a significant portion of the human population, and not everybody's online. But there are lots of different ways to reach people, even with thumb drives with files on them, things like that. Maybe we can get to North Korea, you know, with thumb drives. But you can help me reach that goal by doing two things. You can share the word about brightlearn.ai. And then secondly, when you generate books with the tool, share the books. Tell people about the books. You know, link to the books. Share them on social media. Tell people about it, because we all work together. We're all pulling in the same direction here to help uplift humanity. And remember, we do not allow books that are negative or destructive, or that, you know, books that say horrible things. So you can be sure that every book that is on brightlearn.ai in one way or another is going to have value to humanity. Every single book. And so have no hesitation linking to the site. Everything's valuable. Everything is pro-human. Everything is about knowledge, decentralization, bypassing censorship, bypassing the gatekeepers of the institutions, the governments, you know, the FDA, the media, everybody that wants to censor you, and you're not allowed to read this or say that or speak this. Yeah, you know what? We just gave them all the finger. Big time. We unleashed our inner middle fingers together. We just told them all to go pound sand. We just made them all irrelevant. And we can do that together. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you for your help. Thank you for your passion. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about this as well. This is, for me, this is such a fulfilling thing to be able to do this. I'm just thrilled. I love this. And that's why I'm working on it constantly. And did you know I'm the only human developer on this project? There's literally no other human working on this. It's just me and a bunch of AI agents that at first I didn't even think they could do this. And then I found out they actually can. So that's why we're here. Yeah, and there's much more yet to come. A lot of surprises ahead for you in 2026. And you can also check out all of our other tools at brighteon.ai, which should have a brand new logo up soon. I actually, I designed that logo too. It's kind of cool. It's got a lot of meaning in it. It's about humanity stepping through a portal, leaving behind the past of ignorance, and reaching toward the future of enlightenment. That's what the logo means, if you want to check that out. It's at brighteon.ai, or it will be soon if it's not there right now. Actually, you know what? Let me show you the logo. Here it is. So yeah, here's the logo. You see that? A human form stepping out of a portal or through a doorway, reaching towards the sun, which is life and warmth and love and enlightenment. So that's what that logo means, in case you're wondering. Yeah, I designed the logo in the sense that I I prompted it. It took about 100 tries to get exactly this that I was looking for, but I'm very happy with it. And that's the new logo for brighteon.ai. And that really reflects the values that I'm bringing to this project and that I think you share as well. We want to help uplift humanity. We want to reach toward enlightenment and knowledge and truth. And this is the way to do it, because the establishment will never let you have truth or knowledge or enlightenment. They want to keep you ignorant because that's how they control you. But we here at Brighteon, we want to set you free. Yeah, and with your help, we can do it together. Thank you for listening. Be sure to use the tool at brightlearn.ai. Take care. We've got turmeric root powder back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. And the reason you want to get turmeric root powder from us is because, of course, turmeric is very frequently contaminated with lead. But we do all of our own testing. We've got an ISO accredited laboratory with multiple mass spec instruments, and we test for lead and mercury, arsenic, and cadmium as well, plus glyphosate. And for some of our products, we test for atrazine. For everything, including turmeric, we test for E. coli, salmonella. We test for yeast and mold, total plate count, and listeria, and many other things. So we test in-house to make sure that you get the cleanest foods and superfoods, nutritional supplements, and personal care products imaginable. And that's why people love us, and thank you for all your support. But go to our website. Here it is, healthrangerstore.com. And right here, you can just search for turmeric. Or you can shop any of the other categories that we have and some of our sales and so on. But here's our turmeric root powder. It's back in stock right now. This is something that's very difficult for us to keep in stock. And of course, it's organic and it's lab tested on top of that. But we also have, and I'm showing it on my desk, we also have the turmeric tinctures available. We have our regular tincture and then our plus version, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. And these products are incredibly popular. They're very delicious. People love them. And also they are lab tested like our turmeric powder. So if you want to learn about turmeric and why it's so beneficial, you can go to, well, any AI engine or use our AI, which is trained on nutrition. That's at brighteon.ai. And you can ask it, hey, how can I use turmeric? Give me some recipe ideas. Or what nutrients are found in turmeric? And how might those benefit my health or support my natural health? You can ask it questions like that. And you'll get very good informative answers. So use our store, healthrangerstore.com, to acquire these products that give you outstanding nutrition. And use our AI engines at brighteon.ai to learn about how they benefit you and how you can use them. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.